This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We are debunking some of the claims against Roger Ver, who is one of the longtime sponsors here at Free Talk Live. There are a lot of people out there that really hate Roger, and including some people who at one time supported Roger. But then Roger left the Bitcoin camp, the Bitcoin Core camp, BTC, and joined the Bitcoin Cash camp, and now, oh my God, he is the enemy to some people, and because he supports Free Talk Live, now we're the enemy, and we're all ostensibly promoting these lies, which we've yet to actually determine if there are any lies out there.
Well, it seems like everybody's in on it, too. Like, even, like, Charlie Yee, like, everybody is in on
the... On
like,
the Hate Roger?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the Vertcoin crew, they all hate Roger. The Litecoin crew, they've started to get in on it.
And it's crazy. Like,
I've seen multiple developers now... And again, like, you may not like Roger for whatever reason you don't like him, but you have to acknowledge and give the respect that, you know, the man put an absolute ton of his own money into creating what we have today. And if it weren't for Roger, I honestly don't believe crypto would be as developed as it is now.
He's a key player.
He was a key player in the beginning.
But that doesn't mean people who are key players in the beginning can't be wrong later, right?
Yeah, like, that's true.
That he
I'm
could
not
be,
saying that.
He might be telling lies. We've just yet to been able to actually identify any of them.
I mean, exactly.
We've been through this list now, and the emailer finally admitted, you know, that he the fraud narrative's a bit overwrought after initially saying, fraud! Now he's saying it's a bit overwrought. And then further, when I pushed him, he admitted that neither he nor anyone he knows personally has actually been defrauded by Roger. So, again, you know, he's got these allegations that sort of get thrown around on the Internet, but we've yet to determine whether any of these allegations are valid that Roger's telling lies. And again, if you've got some evidence of this, I want to know. Now, I will say, as I pointed out earlier, that there were some parts of Bitcoin.com that I thought were not clear that they were referring to Bitcoin Cash. I gave him that feedback. He changed the website. So,
but not being clear is not the same as
fraud.
It still had the ticker symbol, so it wasn't trying to be misleading.
Yeah.
It just wasn't necessarily as clear as maybe a new person would need.
Right. So let me go on here with this critique, because this is from a supporter.
Yeah.
This isn't just some random schmo who emailed, "I hate Roger, you guys suck." This was, "I'm upset, I'm quitting your AMP program, and here's why. And I want to know why, and I want to know more about these allegations," and he really couldn't back those up. So let's go into why he feels so bad. What's the core reasoning here? Like, why is he so mad about it? It's not just because Roger's allegedly committing fraud, because you've already admitted he's not, but what is it about this whole thing that's bugging you? He goes on, he says, "I'll go in a more personal direction," and he says why any continued affiliation with Roger is precluding any support from me. He goes on to explain that he's a brilliant programmer. We read this in the last segment, and he knows his stuff. He did a lot of research on Bitcoin and the proposals to change and to scale Bitcoin that happened last year, and that those proposals ultimately took Bitcoin in two different directions. We now have multiple competing forms of Bitcoin out there. But folks like this emailer don't believe that anything else is Bitcoin except for BTC. They're true believers, if you will.
You still advertise for Bitcoin.com, right?
That's correct.
And there's your problem then, probably.
Well, that's one of the reasons why he's mad at us,
yeah,
yes.
You advertise for Bitcoin.com.
Right. So, yeah, he says as long as we continue to affiliate with Roger or Bitcoin.com, he can't possibly support the show. And now he's explaining to us why that is.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take Mr. Amper. We'll take those dollars. We specifically were like, I don't want to do sponsorship work with Roger Ver. Not because I don't like him, just because his name's already on everything in the crypto community already.
Yeah,
so
but you're
I
not
just
speaking out
wanted
against
it.
Roger, so that's probably going to be enough to keep people away from you.
And we're not advertising for him, so we'll take your money. If you got a business, we'll be happy to advertise it for you.
But the thing is, We weren't even promoting Bitcoin Cash. We were just talking about Bitcoin.com, where you can buy BTC and you can mine BTC.
Or BCH.
Or BCH, Bitcoin Cash. Oh. So he says he did all this research.
Which are very clearly labeled as different and not the same thing.
So he did all this research. He's a tech guru. He knows his stuff. And he basically says that so many people have tried to explain these complexities to Roger and the others who wanted to increase the block size sooner and more directly than the segregated witness plan that they ended up putting in on BTC. He says, unfortunately, it's very hard to fully grok these complexities, meaning that he understands, but most of you guys, including us, I'm not a tech wizard. I'm not a...
I can barely write email.
I can build my own computer. I'm fairly decent with tech, but I'm not a guru of Bitcoin and programming. I don't understand all of the behind the scenes. So I'll admit that. And he says it's much easier to go with easy talking points about Moore's Law, which he says never even applied to network or disks or computer speed and may even be dead on his own terms. So here I sit, he says, a fervent supporter of liberty. I understand the complexities of the issues behind the Bitcoin community and developers' decisions. Then I see Roger on the shows of people whose work I value tremendously, yours, Brett Vinatz, and others. And he's spouting outright lies, which we've already determined he's not, propaganda and occasionally fraud. Well, again, you've admitted he didn't defraud you.
People act like they don't know what the word propaganda means.
Propaganda is just
or
information.
Fraud or anything else that they say these days.
Propaganda is an information
like,
with a viewpoint.
Guess what? Bitcoin.com is a propaganda site.
Guess what? Free Talk Live is a propaganda show.
And so is,
for real.
And so is my Facebook page and the website I'm about to build. And
we think it's,
your website and anything any of us does.
We think it's good propaganda. Because there's bad propaganda, and, you know, our minds is pro-state propaganda is bad propaganda. We're anti-state, so we're good propaganda. But from the state's perspective, we're bad propaganda because we are a threat to their existence. But going on, he says, so when I introduced him to someone else with the depth of knowledge to understand the situation, he rejected the interview offered. He's referring to another show host named Steve Patterson, who I'm not familiar with. He rejected the interview offered because that person's credentials were not to his liking, which, of course, has nothing to do with Free Talk Live. You know, we're open phones here every single night, so if some, you know, guru wants to call in and explain to us why we're so wrong about Bitcoin, we'd love to hear it. Although, that said, a year ago at Anarchapulco, not this Anarchapulco, but in 2017, we had both Roger Ver and Tone Vaes on the show. And this was a time at which, and Tone, for those that don't know, he'd been on our show previously from other Bitcoin conventions. He is a Bitcoin maximalist. He's full in the, you know, the Bitcoin BTC camp, and he is a true believer. And we had him on to explain to us why this Bitcoin Cash was going to be a bad idea and, you know, take that full side of it. And we had Roger on to talk about the other side of things. So no one can ever accuse Free Talk Live of keeping the other viewpoint out. The phones have been open all night tonight. And for all the people out there that are supposedly so, you know, anti-Bitcoin Cash or pro-Bitcoin, we haven't heard a single peep
and you won't.
Out of them. And as you pointed out with this supposed lawsuit that was going to happen, Will, of all this hubbub, there's all these news articles. There
it's
might be a lawsuit.
Tidal wave of support.
Yeah.
I love when people use hyperbolic
terms
like that.
They couldn't raise enough money to pay an attorney for 10 hours worth of work on this supposed lawsuit, which, of course, wouldn't have had a hill of beans of a chance to succeed in the first place.
And
come
the fact
up with the
that
necessary
attorney
retainer.
Wouldn't take it on contingency tells you they
no
really
case.
Weren't going to win.
Yeah, exactly. So, finally, he says, this brings us to today. When I realized I was still amping and stopped, and your system asked if it was on purpose. I know you responded to email, so I responded, and here we are. Well, the system asks, but I also send a personal email asking as well, because I want to know. He says, the above narrative still doesn't explain why I'm so emotionally engaged about this, but I think this is a place where Roger and I have a lot in common. I think we both see the potential for a truly free market money that is better than gold to bring about an entirely new scale of human flourishing than that which was briefly glimpsed during the Gilded Age. He says, when we see anything or anyone threaten that vision, it almost physically pains us because of the success of Bitcoin to date has so far been beyond what anyone involved early on could have imagined, and we see it being used right now in places like Venezuela to increase human flourishing. Sadly, being passionate about liberty is not enough for Bitcoin to succeed. It needs the best minds in the world working to ensure that it can survive any government attack, any network failure, any commercial attack, literally any possible attack.
It does. It does. It already does.
It's solid, man. It's rock solid.
It's not just, well, it does because you've got more than just Bitcoin. You've got the brightest minds in the entire world, and they're working in the cryptocurrency industry
right now.
No.
He believes the brightest minds are working on Bitcoin.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. James,
he doesn't think any of these other cryptos have the smartest programmers, which is one of the... This is the Bitcoin maximalist true believer mentality, is the idea that only Bitcoin Core, only BTC, has the smartest programmers. All those other programmers of the other 1,500 cryptos, they don't know as much as these brilliant men, which I don't buy that for a moment.
No.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here. The lines are open as always. The number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And we like hearing from people that disagree with us. here on Free Talk Live, although it's always disappointing to find out that somebody who was a supporter of the show has now turned against the show, and that's why I've spent all this time, and we've spent this whole show talking about the series of emails that was traded over the weekend between a Free Talk Live amplifier who decided to quit amping the show because we're associated with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com. And there were allegations of fraud, which were not proven. In fact, they ended up being withdrawn when we pressed him for details on the allegations of that fraud. There were allegations of lying. We looked at every single one of those allegations, and we found that there was no evidence that there was lies being told. And that's where we're going to continue here in a moment. But hopefully your mother didn't defraud you or lie to you, because if she did, you're probably not going to get her flowers from Books. But if you love your mom, and most of you probably do, and you're looking for a great gift this Mother's Day, you've got a little bit of time left to get to Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S. Books stands for bouquets. Now, you know, you can always go to the grocery store and get some last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions and tells your mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. You go to B-O-U-Q-S.com, use code FTL, and you'll get 15% off when you enter that code. And Books, by the way, cuts out the middlemen, so you get amazingly fresh flowers, some of them from the sides of volcanoes. You actually get to choose where they come from in the world, and you can learn a little bit about the farmers and, you know, kind of the practices that they put into play there. BOUQS.com, code FTL. That's Books.com. As we continue here, so we've debunked these claims about fraud. We've debunked the claims about lying so far, but now he's getting into his reasons why he's upset. And he finally says, so right now, Roger and his ilk, which I guess includes all of us because we haven't turned against Roger, are delaying the future. Only delaying because if Bitcoin couldn't survive them, then it was destined to fail anyway, but still delaying. That said, I have a bad habit of making myself angry about people delaying human flourishing, especially when they do it in the name of liberty. So what he's saying here is that because Roger is no longer behind Bitcoin Core, BTC, the number one crypto in the world, that therefore he's an enemy of freedom, because anybody who would support Bitcoin Core or who doesn't support Bitcoin Core but supports any alternative to it is apparently an enemy of freedom. So we're all enemies of freedom. We're holding back the future because we're willing to accept other cryptocurrencies. These inferior cryptocurrencies programmed by inferior programmers, according to this emailer, because we're willing to accept them, we're part of the problem? Am I really supposed to believe that? As you pointed out earlier, Will, libertarians generally believe that competition is a good thing. But yet here you
competition
have...
Competition is God.
Here you have.
In
we
free
know.
Market circles.
Right. We know that. And that's why crypto is such a healthy area, because it's completely open to competition.
Yep.
Because all of the source code is open. And if anybody wants to,
no patents,
they can copy it.
No intellectual property laws.
They can copy
it. None of that.
And they can tweak it. And that's one of the things that really burns these people, and that's why I thought it was really ironic that some of them were even talking about a lawsuit. Some of them were talking about getting the government involved in trying to stop somebody who happens to have a website that's a better website than Bitcoin.org, right? Bitcoin.com, .coms are always more memorable. People know, when you think of, well, hey, you want to learn about Bitcoin, what's the first website you'd guess?
Bitcoin.com,
right? So they're jealous, they're mad that Roger has this resource that he was smart enough to acquire at some point in the past for whatever amount of money he paid for it. He got it. And they're butthurt about that. They're butthurt that he left their camp. And we've actually got somebody describing themselves as a voluntarist who is on the all-out attack claiming Roger's an enemy of freedom and that we're all enemies of freedom because we're not against him.
And if you think that Roger Ver picked the wrong fork for Bitcoin, although I don't know why you have to pick one, but if that's your opinion that he picked the wrong one and you want to hate him for that, fine. You don't have to like Roger Ver. I don't even know Roger Ver, so I don't care if you hate him or not. But then say that. Like, say the actual reason that you hate the person, not some made-up BS reason that he committed fraud because he picked the fork you don't like.
Right, and the idea here is that because other people are supporting other cryptocurrencies, whether it be Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum or whatever, that's somehow diluting things? That's making it harder to get to freedom? That we only all need to get behind the one true solution? I mean, this
crypto
sounds like...
Crypto ain't going to overthrow the state anyway on its own, by the way. So
it's a tool. It's an important tool in that chest.
You do more, again, I'm back to, you do more to promote Dash than you do to promote Bitcoin Cash.
Locally, yeah.
In general, even on the air, I've heard you, I think I hear you... mentioned Dash.
Because Dash is more useful locally. That's why it's out there.
More than you do Bitcoin Cash. So, I mean, why not complain about that? Why not complain about pre-mined garbage, blah, 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 blah.
And we had another amplifier who posted on Twitter recently and tagged me in a post talking about how, you know, bad it was for freedom, that, you know, people aren't supporting the original Bitcoin. Hey, look, if Bitcoin was useful, I'd still be promoting it to the local currency, the local merchants.
Nothing screams freedom like a coin that is mostly mined by communist Chinese electricity subsidies.
Well, that's true of Bitcoin Cash as well. It's true of a lot of these things.
To me, it's hilarious.
It's true of a lot of them. But the fact that we have competition, the fact that there are 1,500 options out there, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
People who love the marketplace should embrace that. Besides saying, oh, you got to get behind the number one, the one true choice, the one true God of Bitcoin. This sounds like religion. This sounds like, you know, madness. It sounds like a cult. And cults, you know, sports teams are very culty, right? People wear sports teams' colors. They wear their names and their numbers. They worship the leaders, the charismatic leaders.
The offsides call is only wrong when it's on your team.
Yep. So here's my response to Brandon. He says, having read over your email now twice to make sure I understood the allegations, it appears you're trotting out the long passed around claims about Roger, most of which have to do with different opinions. Like, kind of like how some people like Mark think libertarian means something different from what I think it means. These are arguable points, but not fraud. Or there's the conspiracy about the developers, right? The idea that the devs have been purchased by some mega corporation. Again, if a conspiracy theorist believes false claims about the World Trade Center being taken down, that doesn't mean the conspiracy theorist is engaging in fraud. That said, these claims are all worth talking about in greater detail with our audience, which we've done here tonight. He says, as you've admitted now, you've no actual claim of fraud. You really just don't like that Roger Ver, one of Bitcoin's original biggest proponents and the owner of the best URL for Bitcoin, is no longer in your camp. I said, all right, now we're going to come to the hard part for you to read. Possible cognitive dissonance coming up. Please don't take it personal. Based on what you've said in these emails, you appear to be what some people call a Bitcoin maximalist, but I would call a true believer. You believe Bitcoin is the one true way. No doubt about it, it was first and the most important and will likely stay on top for a long time. But I'm not a true believer in Bitcoin. I'm crypto agnostic. I believe in cryptocurrency as a path to more freedom for humanity. That doesn't mean I'm anti-BTC. We still accept BTC on our website. Only accept BTC for AMP at this time. And my church still has plenty of BTC holdings, and I'm currently actively doing a promotional giveaway of BTC, of Bitcoin Core, and Dash to locals in the Keene area. I don't actively promote BCH or Bitcoin Cash to local merchants because it's not the best option for them. And neither is BTC.
Yeah, it doesn't really have a point of sale.
It does now. AnyPay's got it, and it's working.
Oh, yeah?
It's just it wasn't there first. Dash beat them to it. So Dash was what got promoted first, rather than Bitcoin Cash. And further, Dash has lower fees than Bitcoin Cash.
Yes.
So even if they were on the same playing field as they are
faster
now.
Faster, too, I think.
Yeah, four times faster, as far as confirmations are concerned, because Dash was based on Litecoin.
We love Bitcoin Cash so much that we're just ragging about how Dash is better.
Right. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-453. 855-450-3733. And yes, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It is the big Bitcoin website where you can go and learn about the original cryptocurrency that has since splintered, has since forked. I didn't want to see that happen, but it happened. And we can address that a little bit further here. We're in the midst of a series of emails between me and another young gentleman. I don't know how old he is. A guy who is a supporter of Free Talk Live. A brilliant programmer guy who's mad that we're not completely on board with believing that BTC or Bitcoin Core is the one true way to freedom. So we're going to continue with that here, but also go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn about Bitcoin there and Bitcoin Cash more specifically. But also you can mine Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. They've got mining contracts available for both. You can buy them both through Bitcoin.com. Although in certain parts of the world, you aren't allowed to buy one or the other. So some parts of the world, you can buy them both. And then in some parts of the world, I think you can only buy BTC or BCH. I forget which. But they sort of geographically know where you are based on your IP, and they give you the options based on that. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com, find out the cool stuff there, and the news and information over at news.bitcoin.com. So I'm reading my response here to our emailer, who finally, after claiming there was fraud being perpetrated by Roger Ver, when we asked him to point it out, what specifically he was talking about, he admitted that he had never been defrauded by Roger and didn't know anybody who'd been defrauded by Roger. He trotted out some of the old Twitter claims against Roger,
which we've debunked one after another. And so, again, we're not convinced in this studio, and our co-hosts Mark and Daryl, when we talked about this last night, they weren't convinced that there's any kind of evidence that Roger is telling lies. But, again, the phones are still open for anybody that wants to, you know, trot out some kind of claim, or you can always shoot an email. But going on here, so I'm explaining to him, like, this is the hard part. You might have a hard time hearing this. There may be some cognitive dissonance, but you appear to be a Bitcoin maximalist. You, who was emailing the show, or one of our supporters who's now dropped his support for us because we don't oppose Bitcoin Cash. I say to him, I believe in cryptocurrency as a path to more freedom for humanity. Cryptocurrency as a concept, not one specific cryptocurrency. It says, that doesn't mean I'm anti-Bitcoin. We still accept it on our website. We still take it for advertising. We still have plenty of Bitcoin holdings. And I says, I don't see Bitcoin Cash as anything other than much-needed competition to the big, slow BTC. And then in parentheses I add, it took me 6 weeks to send Bitcoin back in December. I had sent some Bitcoin from a Bitcoin wallet to the wallet of one of the Bitcoin vending machines, and I sent it with the fairly low fee, and it hung there for 6 weeks until it finally went through. So to tell me that Bitcoin wasn't broken or isn't broken, I'm sorry, that's not working. It's supposed to take 10 minutes, and it took forever. I wasn't even sure if it was ever going to come back. Anyway, I says, I don't claim to know which one will ultimately prevail, or if it would be something else in the market, likely, perhaps something that is yet to be created. There's 1,500 cryptos out there. You know, the idea that Ford would have stayed on top with the Model T forever? I mean, anybody looking back at history knows that wasn't going to last. New things are going to come out. Upgrades are going to happen. The product is going to get better through competition. And if Bitcoin Core doesn't compete, they're going to sink.
Well, how do we end up with Blu-ray discs? Well, we had to have
there was HD DVD.
Well, you had to have RCAs first.
RCA? VCR?
No, RCA had a capacitance electronic disc.
Oh, yeah.
JVC.
Back with LaserDisc.
Philips had LaserDisc.
Right.
And JVC had the video high-density disc. And then those became CEDs. And then those became DVDs. And then DVDs right. became HD DVDs. And then HD DVD, Ultramax HD. And then Ultramax HD became Blu-ray.
Right.
And now you've got 4,000 HD.
If there wasn't any competition, we'd all still be stuck with VHS.
Yeah, but... there are no laser discs. There are
not anymore.
No
they ended in the 1990s.
Discs. None of that stuff is around anymore. Yeah. And that's what happened. That's the natural way things are. Betamax is gone.
But LaserDisc lasted for two solid decades. It came
did.
Out in the late 70s, early 80s, and it lasted until the end of the 90s, even though it never really got a real foothold in any significant way. I mean, how many people did you know growing up with a LaserDisc player in their house?
No.
I had one when I was a teenager because I was a videophile and I got into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But there were enough LaserDisc fans to make it so it continued for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
They didn't have to use VHS. There was another option. It was more expensive, but they wanted the higher picture quality because LaserDisc had twice the resolution of VHS, so it looked
exactly.
better. It had surround sound.
Who uses dial-up?
There are still some people believe
exactly.
That.
Very, very few people use dial-up. But dial-up was... what was the thing before dial-up? Nobody...
there wasn't anything.
There
Telegraph?
Was. Well, no, there
Text
was a...
machines?
Before regular dial-up internet that we use, because I was just watching a tech thing from the 80s the other day, and it was talking about, like, the stuff that existed before. The internet before the internet as we know it.
Yeah.
Okay,
they had bulletin board systems is what they were called.
The average person doesn't even know what that is.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? And why do we not expect for that to happen in the cryptocurrency world?
Right. It's like to say, oh, well, the smartest people in the world made the 300 baud modem, and so therefore you should stick with that forever.
Yeah, we're all still using Turing processors.
So
there's no reason to ever move past a Turing processor. Let's just have these giant, clunky computer processors that... it takes them 15 hours to add 2 plus 2, and they take up an entire 30,000-foot room. Let's just stay there. Let's never move forward.
Well, because the smartest people in the world made that processor. So.
Well, yeah, so we could never be any better.
As Guilfoyle, who's a fictional character on the show Silicon Valley on HBO, last night explained, whether Bitcoin fails eventually is no matter. Cryptocurrency is here to stay. My goal is to get useful cryptocurrency into people's hands. Right now, that's Dash. Sorry, BTC's fees are too high. Even now, even though they're down significantly from what they were in late 2017, where they hit $20, even $30 per transaction, they're now like maybe 40 cents or somewhere in that range. But it's still way too much, because I can send Bitcoin Cash for like 3 cents, or I can send Dash for a cent or less. So it's a no-brainer. I said, I only give away BTC to locals because of the name recognition. So what I'm doing here in the Keene area is we're running ads on the radio during Red Sox games. We're promoting Bitcoin and Dash, and we're giving away both of them. But the reason why I'm using Bitcoin is because people know what that word is. So it's got that incumbency. I says, maybe the Lightning Network will fix the fees. But until then, BTC is nothing more than the incumbent king of the hill that's resting on its laurels and is weak to competition. Did I want to see Bitcoin split? No way! If you were listening last year, you probably already know that. I wanted to see them come to an agreement, but I'm not surprised this happened. This is what happens when things get too big. Schisms happen in crypto, in liberty, in religion, in politics, etc. Personally, I've learned to embrace schisms and forks. That's why we're having ForkFest this year, coming up in June, June 14th through the 18th. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. I said, otherwise, you're just swimming upstream or trying to put the cat back in the bag. This petty war against BCH, and on the other side, the petty BCH people warring against BTC, are a waste of everyone's time. It's water under the bridge. If BTC's your favorite, get out there and promote it. But acting like its success is the linchpin for freedom, and that anyone who doesn't agree with you is a problem, is very religious, culty-sounding belief.
Yeah, I'm with you on the religious, culty-sounding belief. Bitcoin is not the necessary part. Cryptocurrency is the necessary part. And Correct. You know what? As Bitcoin private is better than Bitcoin. You know why?
Because it's private.
Because it's private. Right. There you go. Right there. Already we have
it's better in that
competition.
Aspect, but it's not better. It's not better distributed. Most people aren't using Bitcoin private. They don't even know what it is. Whereas there are people who are asking about Bitcoin Cash in the marketplace. I've had two local business owners inquire with me about it. So I finally said, pulling your support from the only radio show promoting liberty and cryptocurrency because some of the hosts disagree with you about your favorite crypto seems, well, petty. In fact, one of our hosts, Chris Reitman, on Thursday nights is a big BTC fan, and he's currently experimenting with the Lightning Network. Rather than calling in to discuss your options or your opinions on our international platform, you just take your ball and go home. Seems counterproductive, but it's your money, and you can do what you want with it. I'd rank what you're doing right up there with the people who target local Bitcoin-accepting businesses and threaten to not shop there if they keep accepting Bitcoin. You're doing the same thing in reverse. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that, because that's something we've come up against here in Keene. It's Bitcoin haters targeting local businesses over it. More coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Got enough time for you. We're actually going to get to your calls here in just a moment. Just going to finish up the last few thoughts on this debate between people who believe that Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Core, is the one true solution for freedom in our lifetime, and the rest of us who are like, yeah, I'll just do whatever works. So if Bitcoin's working, cool, let's use it. Unfortunately, Bitcoin, BTC, has not been working particularly well over the last year, and so that gave rise to the opportunity for some other cryptocurrencies to come in and take away some of its market share, and that happened. In real life, on the ground here in Keene, New Hampshire, out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire as well, the two hot spots on the planet for most Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita, the people in the real world are choosing Dash and not Bitcoin.
I remember there was a headline at one point in time, Bitcoin, Free State Bitcoin Shop no longer accepting Bitcoin.
That's right.
Because they stopped taking Bitcoin for a time because
to protect their customers.
Yeah, because the fees were so high that they had to. That's sad. When a business feels they have to protect their customers from the miners of a currency.
It happened here where Corner News, there was a guy who'd bought some Bitcoin from me in the past. He had never spent any of it. He got it in his head that he was going to go spend some of it at Corner News, a local shop that's been taking Bitcoin here since 2013. Now they take Dash. But he went in there with the intention of spending Bitcoin on some tobacco or whatever and was shocked when he got hit with a $10 fee on top of that. He had no idea that was going
to
happen.
There were times we went out to eat there's the social Sunday.
Yep.
You know, I'm there with the wife and the kids. You go up, you order food. It's $40 for the food, and it's at least 10, sometimes 15% in fees.
It was in 2017.
I'm like,
it's come back down.
If I want to pay sales taxes, I'll just use money.
And one of the reasons it came back down was because there were fewer Bitcoin transactions on the network now. They dropped off like a rock off a cliff, and that's probably because other people were just deciding to use other cryptos at that point because the fees were lower.
I stopped using it altogether for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. I haven't used Bitcoin at point of sale in more than probably almost a year at this point. So anyway, let's see. Let's continue here. You can go to Free Talk Live's AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up if you do support the message of freedom. If you understand that this is an open format, open phone show, and anybody with a viewpoint can come and express it here, and you appreciate that, and you don't necessarily feel like you have to agree 100% with every single host, which they don't even agree with each other, then you want to support the show, please. We'd appreciate it. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. And, yes, you can use Bitcoin Core. In fact, the AMP program doesn't accept other cryptos. That's the only crypto you can use, BTC, at amp.freetalklive.com. So my final thought here to our emailer, who, again, was really mad about Roger Ver. We debunked a lot of those claims. He even debunked his own claim that there was fraud going on. He admitted that he didn't have any evidence of that. And so finally, I say to him that you are doing basically the same thing that the Bitcoin liberty haters here in Keene have done. You've approached a business. Well, we're not a business. We're run by a church. But you've approached, in this case, let's liken it to a business. You've approached somebody that takes Bitcoin and or Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, and you've said, I don't want to do any business with you unless you only take this one cryptocurrency. And I'm taking my ball and going home. Well, that's the same thing in reverse, basically, is what the Bitcoin haters do here, where they'll go into a Bitcoin-accepting business, and they'll say, oh, you're taking Bitcoin? Well, I'm not going to buy any other sandwiches here ever again from you if you keep taking cryptocurrency. I'm taking my business elsewhere. That happened to one business here in Keene, and they quit taking crypto over it. Because they were told by a handful of their customers that they were going to stop doing business there if they continued to accept Bitcoin. And they bailed out. And then, of course, Bitcoin went up by 10 times, you know, between the time they bailed out and now. So, I mean, they should have held on to it. They should have kept taking it and told those customers to go pound sand. It's as ridiculous as somebody coming in and saying, you're taking American Express? Well, I am not going to shop here ever again because you're taking something some of your customers want to pay you with. And that's the same thing this person is doing. So going on here, I said, ask yourself, would you go into a local business? Because it's one thing to send an email saying, I'm leaving because you don't hate Roger Ver. You don't hate Bitcoin Cash. And then that's your email. But would you go into a local business, look the business owner in the eye, you as a customer of that business, because this was an amplifier for however many years prior to this, a satisfied, you know, listener. Would you look that person in the eye and tell the owner he's putting the future of freedom in jeopardy by accepting a form of payment that his customers requested to use? If so, you would be a jerk. And that business owner is just trying to do right by his customers. If people want to pay with a different crypto, that's evidence of BTC's failure to be the best currency. Because if Bitcoin was such a great currency, if its technology was so awesome, we would never had to have replaced it with anything.
If the whole problem is the fact that you're not on the Bitcoin-only train, then why not boycott over the Zencash contracts? Why not boycott over the Dash
great
contracts?
Question.
Why not send an email back in January when you added Vertcoin to the LRN website?
Because they see Bitcoin why? Cash as a threat to Bitcoin, unlike the rest of them, for whatever reason. Because Roger Ver, because Bitcoin.com, because okay. He's visible.
If I could use Zencash at point of sale,
you would.
I would never use anything else.
It's not there yet, though, unfortunately.
I wouldn't, though. I would never use anything else. Whichever privacy coin that has good technology and isn't willing to sell out to the banks, I'm talking to you, Verge, I will use nothing else.
Unfortunately, privacy coins aren't accepted at point of sale. That I'm aware of
not yet.
But we might get there someday. Unfortunately, Monero probably never will be because you have to spend $12 to send a Monero transaction. So nobody's going to do that for a cup of coffee.
No.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. I said, compete by being the best, not by attacking the newer competition. Your favorite crypto is the king of the hill.
Yeah, like the free market that he's talking about.
Let's go to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord in the on-air chat room. Go ahead.
Hi guys. Did you know here in New Mexico we've had 300 little old ladies run over in the crosswalk so far this year?
Are you filling in for Sarah tonight? Because she actually isn't on the phones. She's normally on hold at this point. But
she's okay. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to talk about the Bitcoins.
Sure.
I believe it or not, one time when they were $5 a piece, I had like 50 of them, and I've been trading back and forth
all these years, and I usually make the wrong trade, so I'm not a billionaire, unfortunately. But I'm thinking of this new Kim coin. Have you seen the Kim.com idea with his new Kim?
I know he announced something. You're talking about Kim.com, who's the founder of Mega Upload, who got raided by the U.S. government on behalf of the New Zealand government and the U.S. government, and anyways, facing extradition. But yeah, he had announced a Kim coin. I don't know anything about it. What is, you know, what makes it different?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be privacy and all that. It's very similar, it sounds like, to your
Zencash.
Other coin that you get. Zencash, yeah.
Okay.
And also, if I was to build a mining machine, how do I go about that? And can I make one that's powered by the sun, solar powered?
If you can get a solar powered computer, just a regular desktop, then you wouldn't be able to mine Bitcoin. I don't think
you have to have special hardware.
Yeah, but you would be able to mine
the solar power would just be standard solar panels with an inverter.
You would be able to mine with Vertcoin, because Vertcoin is something that you could literally mine just from a personal computer that has an NVIDIA video processing. That's it.
Well,
that's
I was just thinking of even building a specific machine. I don't know how to go about doing that.
Different ones cost different amounts. If you want to go simple, do non-ASIC. So you're going to have you'll build 5 to 7 cards, 1080s to 1050s are going to run you anywhere from $400 to $1,000 a piece, and that's probably going to be on the cheaper end to be able to
Find them.
Well,
it's getting hard to
find
graphics cards.
You can find them on Newegg. Plus, the new Dragon cards that are coming out aren't even on the market yet.
There are definitely some
supposed to be amazing
forums out there where you can go and get actual expert advice on how to do this stuff. We're pretty. I mean, I've done a little mining just for fun.
I thought you guys were experts.
No, we're just on the radio.
Right.
For a $5,000 to $10,000 investment, you could be able to make anywhere from $70 to $700 a month, depending on what
coin. On the price of the power as well.
That's depending on what coin you're mining, how good you are. I mean, there's a lot of different variables.
How much power to run one of
There's
these
calculators
machines?
On
There's
on
calculators
internet.
Online. Like in
you can
New
put
Hampshire,
in the cost of the kilowatt hour.
It's
you can put
$5,000 in power per Bitcoin in New Hampshire.
There's rankings out there of the different states. And
yeah,
different
New Hampshire's one of the most expensive.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, if you're doing solar power, that's a different question.
Yeah,
right?
$5,000 worth of electricity for one Bitcoin.
So there you go. I hope that helps a little bit. Gene, thank you for the call tonight. Out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow over at freetalklive.com. Check Will out at the Call to Freedom, his show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.